Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This week, we're going to be talking about some financial planning misconceptions. This may not be super interesting out the gate, but these different ideas can have quite the impact on many different places when it comes to your personal finances. And you can check out the article that inspired this episode in the show notes. But please consider giving this podcast a five-star review on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And please consider having a money talk with a friend and share this episode to get the conversation started. But enough with the intro to today's episode, and let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Well, what are we going to be talking about today? Well, today we're going to be going through a list, and it's quite a long one, but I hope my input on these different points can be helpful. I hope that it can bring some new ideas into your mind and that I can help you with some aspects of your financial planning. I know there's a lot of things to consider, but I hope some of this will help you to condense it down. But let's get right into thing number one next. All right, so let's go through a couple of these points at first. The first one is that retirement planning is all about your 401k. And this is a misconception because there's a lot more to planning your retirement than just a 401k. You got to consider all your other retirement vehicles, healthcare, family planning, legacy planning. There's a whole bunch of things that can go into your retirement plan beyond just the balance in your 401k or what your 401k is invested in. The 401k is certainly important, as that's probably going to be the main driver for most people's retirement and their personal finances in retirement. But there's a lot of other things to consider, especially things outside of financial things. Like when it comes to retirement planning, there's a lot more to it than just the money behind it. But number two, money is more important than time. And this one isn't true because you have to find a balance. Time and experience to me is more important than money. And it matters what you're doing now to spend your money and to have a good time. Because if you're just saving money when you get to retirement, you probably won't know what to do with all that money because you're just going to be bored and upset that you spent your whole life not doing anything fun. So make sure you're doing some things fun with your money. Make sure you're finding a balance between time and money because it's not all about money. Number three, a retirement plan is different from a financial plan. What else are you planning for? Like retirement is going to happen eventually, or at least it should for everybody. So your financial plan has to consider the impact that retirement's going to have on it. Your financial plan has to eventually expand out to be long-term enough that retirement is part of that because it's going to happen for everybody, whether you want it to or not. Either you're not going to be able to work anymore or you don't want to work anymore. So make sure you're considering retirement as part of your financial plan. Let's go through three more points here real quick. The fourth one is you don't think of all the financial decisions as retirement decisions. And I like to start with this point of trimming down your big expenses because I know the latte effect is something that gets brought up a lot about, oh, that $4 cup of coffee is really costing you in the long term. Well, is it? Maybe not. Like maybe that's the thing and the balance that you want to spend your money on. But what is costing you a lot along in the long term is the $300 or $400 a month bill that you're paying for no reason. And maybe something isn't $300 a month by itself, but the combination of your auto insurance being higher than it needs to be, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance, car, like all the different insurances, subscriptions that you don't need, those sort of things add up very quickly. And I almost bet most people that are fully into their life and family and everything can probably find enough money that's unnecessarily being spent to max out your Roth IRA every year. And if you can do that, you're setting yourself up for a really good foundation to get started when it comes to retirement planning. But don't think too much about the small little expenses in the beginning. You can get there where you're trimming all those things down. But think about the impact that money can have if it's invested and not spent. Fifth, investing is for long term, and it requires specialized knowledge to do it for long term. And that's just not true. You can do a simple two or three fund portfolio. No special knowledge required. Put it in the S&P 500 or a total market index and you're good. Especially if you're young, you can be in 100% stocks and you don't have to worry. Automation here is a game saver. Automation doesn't require any extra knowledge. But now that we've gone through five of those points, let's take a quick break real quick. I'll be right back with five more. Alrighty, number six, financial planning is only for the wealthy. And this just isn't true. Everyone needs a financial plan if you want to become wealthy. And maybe that's what leads people to think it's only for the wealthy, because the people that are wealthy are the ones with the plan. The people that aren't wealthy are the ones without a financial plan. And it's not that financial planning is only for the wealthy. Financial planning is the only way to be wealthy, I would say. So I think that one's pretty self-explanatory. You have to have a financial plan for long-term, long-run wealth. Number seven, all financial advisors are created equal. And this just isn't true. You need to be careful who you give your money to. Is your credit card company or your local bank your financial advisor? Are they telling you how you need to make sure to open this credit card for the reward you're not going to get because you're carrying a balance and that far outweighs the interest paid, far outweighs the reward you're getting? And the term that you should be looking for is fiduciary. And they're the ones you should probably trust a little bit more initially, but make sure you're doing your due diligence on your financial advisor if that's the step you're at. But just make sure you're not taking advice from your local credit union or bank that's trying to sell you a loan or a credit card, because they're just trying to make money. That's in their best interest and they're not necessarily required to act in your best interest all the time. So let's move on to the next one. Number eight, a financial plan is a one and done activity. This just isn't true. It happens over a lifetime. Rebecca and I check ours quarterly and it's constantly adapting. And you don't have to do it constantly, but you have to do it consistently. It may be constantly adapting because you're a huge money nerd like me and you want to always be changing things and optimizing things, but make sure you're doing it consistently. Quarterly or yearly is great. Do it quarterly at first when you're first trying to get a grip on things. And then once you're in your groove, do it yearly. You really don't need to update it that much. Especially once you figure out your plan, you just leave it and go for it. Number nine, a financial plan is just numeric calculations. Wrong. There's always more to money than math. And if it were just math, then financial planning would have been perfected by now. The math would have been perfected. The math would have been figured out. But there's all kinds of weird human behaviors that come into play, like loaning family money and the dynamic that causes into a relationship. There's a whole bunch of things that cause financial planning to be way more than just a calculation. So when you're planning for long-term things, don't forget that it's more than just money. Remember the relationship and the human impact and that behavior has on money. Number 10, you can never save enough. And you can save enough. You don't need 10, 20, 30 million or more to retire. You can save enough. If you've never heard of it, go look up the 4% rule. It's a great starting point. And there is a point where you're going to be just fine and you're going to be able to live on your money for the rest of forever if you don't spend it all. Obviously, you can always outspend it, but there is a point where you've saved enough. And it's totally possible for every single person to get there. If you want a rough estimate, take what you're spending a year. Well, I guess you can take what you're spending a month, times it by 12, and then times it by 25. The reason it's timesing by 25 is because that's the multiple you use to get your expenses equal to 4% of the result. 25 times your annual expenses makes your annual expenses 4% of the result you're going to get. I don't know the best way to explain that math. There's some better articles on Google on how to explain it. But anyways, the 4% rule is that if your portfolio is 25 times larger than your annual expenses, then you'll be able to draw out 4% every single year and you'll be okay. It'll grow faster than that. Highly recommend looking up more information about that because I'm not super well versed on the 4% rule. But let's take a quick break and we'll come back in with our final point and then my quick conclusion and opinion about all this. All right. Last and final point. Number 11, retirement is a time for dwindling finances. And that's not true because retirement is a time to perfect your hobbies and to have fun. And don't be surprised if money keeps coming in, especially if you figure out how to retire early. You're probably going to know how to make money by that point. But even once you're retired, I imagine that you have a lot of experience under your belt and you're not going to be able to contain yourself to just sitting in a couch all day watching TV. So it's not really a time for dwindling finances. It's a time to go have fun. It's a time to spend your money. And you're probably going to make some more money, especially if you figure out something you like to do that people like to pay for. So it's not a time that you're just trying to like hold on for dear life as all your money magically disappears. And if you have good financial planning, retirement will be a blast and super fun. But let's wrap up today's episode real quick. And my conclusion and thought is I think there's a lot of things that go into financial planning. And I hope this episode has helped open your eyes to some of the different things to consider and my take on them as well. Please be sure to check out the article that inspired this episode in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.